You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The 2020 race for the White House is gaining speed. On Tuesday, March 10th, Idahoans will get the chance to vote in the GOP and Democratic presidential primaries. And one campaign has already set up camp here in Idaho, the Michael Bloomberg campaign. Our George Prentice spoke with political scientist Jacqueline Kettler from Boise State University about the impact of the Bloomberg campaign. But first, he talked with Aaron Hudson, who is the communication director for the former New York mayor's campaign here in Idaho.
Most people know a couple of things about Michael Bloomberg. He was the mayor of New York. He ran as a Republican. And they know that he's very rich. But I'm guessing it's your job to expand that resume and reintroduce Mike Bloomberg to Idaho.
Yeah, so Mike has an extensive career, not just in business, but in his philanthropy work and the work that he's done to make sure that we have clean air, clean water, health care, all those kinds of things. And he wants to take that to a national scale. He is a self-made man. He built his empire entirely himself. He's hardworking, and he has one goal in mind, and that is to get a Democrat in the White House in November.
Why Idaho? The last time, by the way, that Idaho gave electoral votes to a Democratic candidate was Lyndon Johnson. And before that, it was Harry Truman. Why does Idaho matter to the Bloomberg campaign?
Mike got into this race a little late. He's not going to be on any ballots until Super Tuesday. He's going to be on the ballot in Idaho, and therefore it matters. Idaho is not just a conservative state. It's varied across the spectrum. There are different ideas. It's not black and white. It's not red or blue. There are a lot of libertarian voters. They don't necessarily align completely with what the GOP is offering. And there are a lot of Democrats in the state, believe it or not. He sees it as an opportunity, and he's building a ground game that is going, the plan is to go through to November. So it's not just getting through one primary after the other. And the plan is to build an infrastructure in place and have it in place and have people on the ground. Whether or not he's the nominee, those systems, that infrastructure will be in place, already set up, already ready to go for whomever the nominee is. So
there's a long game there.
Yes. So his game is to get a Democrat in the White House, whether it's him or it's whoever the nominee is. So he wants to set up a support system. And fortunately, because he is wealthy, he has the resources to set that up for someone. So he's willing to do that to make sure that everyone's goal is the same on the Democratic side, right? Get a Democrat in the White House, and he is building that out to make sure that happens.
You have opened a campaign office here in Boise, and you have plans to open others, yes?
Yeah. So we are working on opening up our office in Pocatello, and we will have an office opening in Coeur d'Alene. We have teams in place there now. They are getting the groundwork ready, and they will be opening their offices soon.
It's tough not to see a Michael Bloomberg ad on commercial television lately. Healthcare seems to be at the top of his list.
Yes, he's very adamant about healthcare. It's his personal philosophy in any of the companies that he runs. He has excellent benefits set up for his employees, and he wants to be able to have that on a national scale. He believes that healthcare costs should not be prohibitive. He believes drug prices for life-saving medicines should not be prohibitive and should be lowered, and that there shouldn't be surprise costs at the hospital. So if you change rooms or, you know, they give you a Band-Aid that shouldn't cost you 10 grand on your hospital bill, it should be basic healthcare for everybody, and it should be accessible to everybody.
A gun control is a flashpoint for many Idahoans. Many folks own firearms. That said, I'm guessing that the conversation is fairly fluid, and Mike Bloomberg has very definite views on firearms.
His philosophy is gun safety. He believes in common sense gun reform, making sure that they're not in the hands of people who are dangerous to themselves or others. And he is a believer in the Second Amendment, so he doesn't discount that. It is part of our Constitution, but he believes that there are certain safety measures that need to be put in place to make sure that vulnerable populations are not at risk.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask if the campaign offices will be staffed by folks coming into Idaho, or will there be?
They're all local.
Okay.
They're all from Idaho. We're all from Idaho. We all know what's important to Idahoans, as we are Idahoans ourselves. So he's investing in our people here locally, which I think is important.
She is Erin Hudson, Idaho Communications Director for the Bloomberg campaign. Erin, thank you.
Thank you, George.
Dr. Jacqueline Kettler, assistant professor and political scientist at Boise State, has been listening in. Dr. Kettler, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Bloomberg and his considerable resources, which is to say money, can't be dismissed in this race.
Right. I mean, money's not the only thing that matters in a campaign. Spending the most doesn't guarantee you a win, but it definitely matters. It helps provide infrastructure, campaign advertising, something that the Bloomberg campaign's already spending a lot on. And those elements matter for helping get people to support you, to turn out to vote, making sure that your campaign can go like the distance as well.
What do you make of this investment in Idaho, which is so conservative?
Yeah, it's interesting. And not only is Idaho conservative, but we've seen on the Democratic side, the progressive kind of issues really resonate, right? So Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in 2016 with almost 80% of the vote. Paulette Jordan won in 2018 with some of those same progressive issues. So it's not clear that a moderate candidate will automatically be successful among Democrats either. So it is an interesting question. Because Bloomberg came into the presidential primary a little late, that makes a lot of the later states matter more. And so they really do need to invest across a lot of these states.
Do you have a sense of where Mike Bloomberg might land in the Democratic political spectrum?
It seems a bit more, some of those bit more moderate or centrist positions. So maybe trying to think about within the Democratic Party. So maybe a challenger for like Joe Biden, kind of along those scales, while at the same time, focusing a lot on issues like health care, making sure people have access to health care, those elements. There's the activity on kind of gun safety. You know, it can kind of vary a little bit across the issue. But I think in general, we'd put him a little bit more towards the center than Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, those candidates.
It's tough to avoid his TV commercials, but it is interesting in that I'm certain he will be asked about a number of topics, but his main talking point is healthcare.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people continue to be really concerned about. And healthcare costs continue to be a major issue, not just for individuals, but for like state governments, local governments. So I think this is an issue that can really resonate with a lot of people, and not just those core Democratic voters, but maybe some of those independent voters, some of those less regular voters that are really kind of struggling in terms of either accessing healthcare or accessing affordable healthcare.
Super Tuesday used to matter a number of political cycles ago, not so much the last couple, but this year I'm sensing, wow, Super Tuesday is the game changer.
Mm-hmm. The Super Tuesday is going to matter this year, and potentially Idaho and some of these other later states will also play a bigger role as I expect this primary Democratic primary nomination to take much longer to decide than usual.
And what we have learned in years past is, while Idaho may not turn out the votes, there are pockets of Idaho that turn out a fair amount of money. And there are communities in Idaho that have become ATMs for some successful campaigns.
That's a great point. And so that's another reason why, kind of investing in Idaho early to help create a base may help for, identifying and getting the financial support from individuals within Idaho, as well as, one thing the Bloomberg campaign has said is that Bloomberg has said that they're going to keep all of these offices operating throughout until the general election. And so that can really help turn out people, even if they're not turning out people to vote for Bloomberg, help people know about the election, turn them out to vote, especially if they're doing a lot of kind of on the ground, like door knocking, one-on-one interactions. That can really help boost attention and turnout.
And to that end, it may have an impact on down-ticket races.
True. That's a great point. And so you may see a little bit more competition in some of those more competitive legislative districts or some of those areas if you have a particularly good Democratic turnout.
She is Dr. Jacqueline Kettler, assistant professor and political scientist at Boise State. Buckle in for this race, right?
For sure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was our George Prentice. We'll continue to follow the presidential primary campaign here in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.